Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Lamar Cotton, and I'm here on the behalf of Lake and Peninsula Borough. And I just wanted to briefly make a couple comments that maybe in response to some of the comments, and also just follow up on what Mr. Glenn Vernon mentioned about the borough's position. First of all, the discussion has been at least in part about 75,000 acres, which may be objected to by the state. Frankly, that number is a lot less. I think the discussions we've had with both departments, the borough is not interested in a number of these areas that are identified as critical habitats, such as the Quijack, areas around Igigik, and actually a lot of the areas around the Mulchatna area region. I think the borough recognizes that this is a, and I hope the state does as well, this is the first of many steps in the process of discussing what lands would be selected. And they recognize that their first cut is not necessarily the one the state would accept. The second issue I'd want to bring out is that the values of the people who live in Lake and Peninsula Borough are not inconsistent with existing land use plans that are in the area. The people who live in Lake and Peninsula Borough are either commercial fishermen or people involved in commercial recreation. So the insinuation that land transferred to the borough that is later leased or perhaps even sold would be used in a way that would be incompatible with the uses of the residents, I think is it's a bit of a stretch. The other issue I think is more of a generic one, and that is, what is the purpose of behind the municipal land entitlement? And I think it is, and it's been shown in places like Mat-Su and other boroughs, it is a method, a long-term method, since it is a one-shot deal for a borough to get land to help fund programs, not just in the 1990s, but well into the next century. And I think the borough should be complimented on trying to think beyond the next couple of years, but well into the next century. A lot of these lands, it'd be my guess, given the history of land conveyances, probably won't even happen until the next century. But I think these people are trying to look beyond this year and the next 5 years about how they are going to provide basic services such as education, which they are saddled with as a borough, while state funds are reduced. That ends my testimony, sir.
Representative Bundy?
Just a factoid for the committee. I had found out yesterday that educational expenses, I know, are high in Alaska, but it costs more to educate a first grader in Lake and Penn than it does to send them to Harvard for a year. Of course, they probably do a better job than Harvard.
Thank you, Mr. What's the wishes of the committee? Representative.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Unless you have a. That's right.
King thereof.
That's right. Mr. Chairman, I would move HB 259 with accompanying fiscal note from committee and ask for individual recommendations.
Mr. Chairman,
Representative,
I had an amendment I wanted to offer to the bill. Is that in order?
Is that in order?
We have a motion on the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think, you know, what I've got out of this all is that I don't see any objections. I don't have any objections to the areas that are approved by the state. But what we have here is a municipality that has a small entitlement that wants to increase to a large entitlement. And I think the views being reflected by statements around the table as well as the witnesses are that if these are areas that are approved by the state, by DNR Fish and Game, that there's, you know, not necessarily a problem in expanding their entitlement so large. But that's sort of the trade-off. And I think we ought to reflect that in this particular sentence and add if approved by the state. So there isn't some of these more contentious selections which could impact these key fish and wildlife areas wouldn't become part of the 187,000 acres. So my motion would be to add, if approved by the state, to the sentence we're adding on page 10, or page 2, line 10 through 12.
Could I ask, you've heard the motion. Representative Walter?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just for clarification, I believe that that is actually redundant in the sense that that's already protected. And Ron, could you expound on that thought if I'm correct or incorrect?
Mr. Chairman, that is correct. Existing Title 38 process has to be followed with the appeal process and everything else.
Mr. Chairman, I did read the statute while we were discussing it, and the entity selecting the municipality has the opportunity to go to court to challenge the department's determination, and so it can become. And I'm not suggesting it would be here, but it can become a very contentious process. They're challenging, you know, what is the public interest findings. I just think this is a little different situation. We're expanding it so large that they ought to be able to live with the department's determinations.
Okay, we do have a motion on the floor, I'm told, so we'll...
Mr. Chairman, he has made a motion to amend it. I'd like to speak to the amendment.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman,
we do have...
Wait a minute. Okay, you have a motion to move.
To move it, and so I'd have to rescind my motion for an amendment to the bill.
Withdraw it.
Right, exactly. I have to withdraw it. And I'm willing to do that, but I'm more curious about the will of the committee.
There will be a vote on the bill. Be sure.
Mr. Chairman, for purposes of discussion, I'll withdraw my motion.
Representative James.
Mr. Chairman, my on that point is that it's not possible to put a motion on a motion. We did have one motion on the floor, and if he wishes to withdraw his motion, then he means that he wants to allow Representative Finkelstein to make a motion. He hasn't made that motion yet. So far as I understand it, he's only been discussing right. The motion that was made by Representative Mulder.
I believe I asked him, and he did move it.
Mr. Chairman, I did move it, and the rules do allow amendments to a bill. There is an opportunity given to anyone who wants
sure.
to make amendments, so it wouldn't be in order to preclude amendments.
Okay, so where we are now, the motion has been removed, and we will discuss the amendment that has been is before us today. Representative Hutchinson.
Mr. Chairman, I would speak against the amendment. I believe it would stand the Lake and Peninsula Borough out differently than all of the other similar land selection processes, and I do believe that following the municipal selection, it has to be rejected by the director, and so I believe that the state already has ample opportunity to approve or disapprove. There's even another appeal wherein the state's interest is upheld or at least maintained. And so I think that given those two different appeals and the fact that we've already treated all other boroughs who've made land selections in the way in which it's currently reading here, that amending this to put some unusual criteria on Lake and Peninsula Borough would be inconsistent with the way we handle our broad public policy.
Representative James.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think that my concern is that if we're to preclude the borough from going to the court to get a decision that the state has denied, then we should also include that people who object to any decisions the state makes should also be denied to go to court. If the final decision is going to be that by the state and we're going to eliminate anyone being able to go to court and change the decision, then we should also have that binding upon the general public who might want to object to any of the decisions that the state made.
Question.
I'd like to vote on this amendment. All those in favor of this motion, say aye.
Aye.
Or let's have a roll call vote on this, please.
Representative Davies?
No.
Representative James?
No.
Representative Green?
No.
Representative Finkelstein?
Yes.
Representative Carney?
No.
Representative Bundy?
No.
Representative Mulder?
No.
Chairman Williams?
No.
Representative Hudson?
No.
Representative Mulder?
With that, Mr. Chairman, I would once again restate my motion to move HB 259 from Resources Committee with accompanying fiscal note and ask for individual recommendations.
You've heard the motion. Any objections? Not so ordered. I'm sorry we didn't get to House Bill 443. We'll take that up on hopefully Friday.
I wasn't trying to slow it up. I was trying to.
For the committee's information, our joint meeting on the House Finance Committee tomorrow has been moved from 1:30 to 2 p.m. due to scheduling of conflict. The meeting will be held in room 519, the House Finance Committee room, and will be for the purpose of briefing by the administration on the mental health trust settlement proposal. We will meet here on Friday at 8:15 to hear House Bill 443, Governor's Bill relating to the Fish and Wildlife Confidential Records, House Joint Resolution 61, Community Development Fisheries Quotas, House Bill 498, Mineral Exploration Incentive Credits, and House Bill 515, Management of State Lands Resources, which is the Governor's title for revision, Bill Title 38. If there's nothing else to come before this committee, House Resources stands adjourned at 10 a.m. Thank you all.